Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, get ready. Here we go. Tuesday is upon us. We're getting close to the countdown. Not many shows to go for us. We're wrapping it on Friday. Which I'm gonna miss you guys.
Yes, oh my.
We digress. What did you get up to yesterday? First, Ari.
Oh, I had a bit of an incident with my car and I nearly took off the back wheel. And then last night, my sister-in-law called me and messed up my whole week for next week. So the stress is real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Coming into the pointy end of the year as well. Yeah. All this sort of... People are on edge as it is because they've got this big list in their head that they're ticking off. Okay, I've got to get these presents. I've got to make sure I've sorted out the pavlova, you know, bits and bobs.
Be at this party, this event.
If you throw anything else, anything unexpected in the mix, it actually does cause chaos this time of year.
The cracks are appearing at this time of year for me, so maybe you'll see a breakdown. We don't know.
Oh, dear. Well, look forward to this. Maybe she will, maybe she won't. Bit of roulette in studio today.
Not too bad. How about yourself, Stephen? What did you do yesterday?
Well, it wasn't as chaotic, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I made chicken noodle soup.
Oh, is this for the family dinner?
Yeah, yeah. Our last ever family dinner in the Charlestown Castle.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It feels like that might have been from some of the last things in the cupboard, was it?
Yeah, I was trying to evacuate the pantry. So, like, it was like all these different types of noodles as well. So.
Was it homemade or was it from cup of soup?
No, I made it.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you should have seen in it. Oh, my God. Like,
random ingredients.
Well, the types of noodles as well. Udon, vermicelli, rice noodles, everything was in there. Egg noodles. I was just like, what have I got in the pantry?
Chicken noodles soup. Yeah, all the different types. So that's a bit of fun. Oh, yesterday, how's this? I got to use that. Very rarely in life you get to use that expanding foam that comes out of a can.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing a little renovation on one of our bedrooms. There was a bit of a gap. I was like, we've got to get some expanding foam. That gap needs to be filled. It's something so, like, interesting about it. Because once you shoot it out, right, you see the initial expansion and then there's like a second stage expansion. It's like science is happening right in front of you.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Simple things for simple minds. Morning, Jess, how are you?
Morning. Well, no expanded foam in my life yesterday.
Oh, what did you do? Anything exciting? Thornton buzzing as always?
Yeah, not really. It was errand day. Like, Alfred went to the vet and I went to the gym and that was about it. How's Alfred?
Yeah, how'd he go?
He's good. He didn't have to get a thermometer up the butt, so he was happy.
Always a win in my eyes.
Always a win.
Yeah, that's right. When I go to the vet, I mean doctor, he's good as well. Fantastic. Well, good days all round. It's going to be a fantastic Tuesday. So many prizes. How's that $800 worth of toys?
Everyone's trying to get on the nice list.
Everyone's talking about it around town. You've got to be listening all the time. That's my top tip if you want to get your mitts on it.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, tis the season, and if you're out and about doing some shopping, especially at Westfield Katara, grab a few extra things if you can and put them under our giving tree. Now, this is in conjunction with the Samaritans.
Lovely.
Obviously, it's on level 2 opposite Angus and Coop, where it always is. Put the gifts that are under there that are unwrapped. That's what we need. And it'll just make people's, you know, Christmas that much more special. You got options. You can do stuff for teenagers, kids, parents, whatever. Anyone that deserves a gift, which is everyone, pop it under the tree and make someone's Christmas a bit better.
And if you undecided, chuck a gift card under there.
Yeah, that's even easier.
Well, to be honest, I was just thinking about putting your presents that I was going to give you guys under that tree. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to dig it and try and find them.
Let me know what time it is so I can make sure we get them back.
I think Ari's really keen to go in and actually, like, wrap all those presents. Leave them unwrapped so Ari can then wrap them later.
Yeah, I'm a wrapping bandit. Yes. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, indeed. All right, so, yeah, make sure if you can, you know, grab something extra at the shop and just pop it under there. Make everyone's Christmas a little bit brighter.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, Hunter mum Kathleen Folbig could actually have her name finally cleared before Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, so earlier this year in June, Kathleen Folbig, as we know, she was the woman who spent 20 years behind bars when she was accused of murdering her four children between 1989 and 1999. She spent 20 years behind bars, and then earlier this year she was part of yet another inquiry into her case after some pretty significant scientific evidence found that her children actually had like a gene mutation that most likely led to their deaths, which meant that she had nothing to do with it. So she was let out of prison earlier this year, but she still had these convictions against her name, so she was only pardoned. So she'll be in the New South Wales Supreme Court on Thursday, which is where the court will make the decision as to whether or not her name will be completely cleared.
Got to be a good Chrissy present, wouldn't it?
Oh, gosh.
Like, she's had such a tough go for the last couple of decades. Mm. Be nice to just have, you know, Christmas and, I don't know.
Relax.
Yeah,
finally.
Have that, all that weight off your shoulders would be probably all she's asking for, really.
Mm. Yeah, and it even just makes so many small things easier. Like, I was talking to her best friend, Tracy, who's been with her throughout this whole thing, and having those convictions against your name while you're free impacts so many simple things in your life, like things like getting a license, things like getting a job, things like all those little everyday things that you need.
Yeah. So you're free with an asterisk next to your name.
Exactly.
You're not really free, are you?
That's it.
Mm. Oh, well, interesting to see how that develops over the next couple of days. In different news, Jess, former Hunter resident and Dakar Rally champion Toby Price gearing up to go around again?
Yeah, so he's heading back to Saudi Arabia for his 10th Dakar Rally. The rally happened from January 5th. It's a crazy race, part of the World Rally Car Championship. It's through sand, rocks, gravel, tarmac. Ooh. It's very intense, hundreds of kilometres of distance at a time in each leg of the race. And there's 12 legs this year, but he only just lost last year, so he's really hoping to make a comeback this year and take it out again. He's won the Dakar a couple of times already, but very keen to make it a third.
Oh, good luck to him indeed. Make Newcastle proud. Exactly. That's what I say. And Stephen, things are about to get real exciting, aren't they?
They most certainly are. I mean, it's ironic that we are in the festive season because I feel like a kid at Christmas.
You look at two.
Oh, I've only just discovered about the Jurassic Coast. So I'm a big dinosaur fan through and through. Have you guys heard of this Jurassic Coast? How did I not know this existed?
Like, back of my mind, vaguely, is all I could say.
Basically what it is, it's this, like, World Heritage listed site off the coast of, like, I guess it's, like, in southern England.
Mm.
And it's over 150-kilometre stretch.
Oh, wow.
It's the only place on Earth where rocks from the Triassic, Jurassic and Cretaceous period can be seen in one place. So in this one area, you cover, like, 185 million years of Earth's history.
That is amazing. And you're a big, you know, as you said, dinosaur fan. You also have future plans to go to Europe. Is this now on your list?
Of course this is on my list. So, like, I'm planning to go to Europe some stage next year. Mm-hmm. My partner Siobhan's always like, what do you want to do that's not football-related, soccer-related?
That'll do.
Now I have an answer for her. Dinosaur-related. I want to go to the Jurassic Coast because I don't know if you guys have seen the latest discovery from this coastline is absolutely unbelievable. They've produced this, like, fossilised skull, which can only be described as from a sea monster.
Ooh.
This is awesome.
Get on your Google, have a look at this. It's a 2-metre-long skull. Yeah. That's just the skull. So the head's
2 metres.
It's longer
skull.
Than me. Yeah, it's outrageous. It's said to belong to a ferocious sea reptile that terrorised oceans about 150 million years ago, they reckon. The thing that's most impressive about this skull, though, is how complete it is.
Yeah, every single tooth it looks like is there. This seems like a big, vicious thing, right?
Mm. Absolutely. Well, there's a quote from this paleontologist, Steve Etch is his name. He said, "The lower jaw and upper skull are meshed together as they would be in life. Worldwide, there's hardly any specimens ever found to that level of detail, and if they are, a lot of bits are missing, whereas this, although slightly distorted, It's got every single bone present.
Wow.
Like you said, even all the teeth, 130 sharp teeth have been found with this fossil. Ooh. He's also said, and this is my favourite quote from said paleontologist, I have no doubt this would be a sort of underwater T-Rex. How cool is that?
That is a title.
That inspires the imagination, doesn't it? Even the biggest dinosaur doubter couldn't, you know, see that and be like, that, you know, doubting them, right?
And I feel like it's like, say you're like a young aspiring basketball player. You get you know, compared to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
The T-Rex is the Michael Jordan of the dinosaur world.
True.
Like the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So they even get comparisons. We said in the same sentence.
This is like the Scottie Pippen of the dinosaur world, perhaps you could say. Amazing. Like you said before, get on your Googles because you want to be seeing this. It's a one of a kind. Best out there.
I want to go and see this Jurassic Ghost. I'm so excited.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Ho, 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 the Nova Claws are here. I'm going to make this up on
did
the
you
fly.
Did you come up with that then?
Yeah, not my best. I'm sorry. 4967405 is a magic number. We are playing Three of a Kind to start your Tuesday morning.
Yes.
So let's forget that ever happened. If you've just joined us now, welcome. Yeah. Basically what we do is we give you three items, and all these items got a linking word or phrase. Joins them together.
Yeah.
If you can pick that quicker than another Nova Castrian, you can win yourself some goodies this morning. And that comes in the form of a hamper perfect for Chrissy. A couple of bowls of wine, a pudding, thanks to our friends at Pudding Lane as well, worth over $90 if you don't mind.
Oh, it's a deluxe pudding. You've had one, Stephen. I've had one. When you taste it, you go, that pudding's on another level. No wonder it's $90.
Well, we actually get it as part of our, like, work Christmas present.
Yeah.
And this is the best bit. If you've got this, like, Pudding Lane pudding, you say in the group chat, I'll sort out the pudding this year, the Christmas cake.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you don't have to bring anything else.
To family Christmas,
everyone
you're
else,
sorted.
Yeah, someone does the ham, someone else does some salads. You're like, yeah, I'll contribute the Christmas cake. You've got it made there for you. Everyone's going to like it. You're kicking goals.
Indeed. All right, if you want to win that for free, now's your chance.
Exactly. 4967405. We'll play Three of a Kind. A bit of an example, just to so people can understand how it's going. Crevo, you versus Ari.
I'm ready.
Bring it on.
Remember, your name is your buzzer. If I were to say barbecue, pizza, chicken
Crevo.
Crimpy. Yeah, Crevo.
Types of shapes.
Types of shapes is exactly what we were looking for.
Yeah, Ari, I know, is very competitive, so I'll be winding her up for ages. That's why I was buzzing on number two.
Should we meet our contestants this morning?
Yes, we should.
Let's go to ECM first. Morning, Barb. How's things?
Good morning. How are you going?
I am very well. You excited? Know how to play? All right. Well, it sounds concise.
Lovely.
Sounds like he's conserving all your energy for the real game. I understand that.
That's smart.
Fine. That is clever.
Yeah. Up against you, we've got Jeff in Rutherford. How you doing, Jeff?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Oh,
excellent.
Never better for a Tuesday. Now, you know how this game works.
Certainly do.
Fantastic.
Of course Jeff does.
Everyone does. Well, in case you don't, you got to figure out what is the theme between three things. Your name is your buzzer. Scoring is first to two. Best of three.
All right, let's test everyone's buzzers first, test technology. Barb, you go first for us.
Barbara.
Lovely. Ooh. Jeff, you're next.
Jeff.
Lovely. All right.
Both very rapid.
Technology seems to be working fine, so with that in mind, over to you, Quizmaster Ari.
All right, you two, here we go. Beyonce, Troye Sivan, Mariah Carey.
Barbara.
Barbara, ooh, quickest okay. there.
Music artist.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, all right, yeah.
Okay.
I'm feeling nice today. Okay.
You're lucky.
Right.
You're lucky this time, Barbara.
All right, here we go.
It must be Christmas time.
Give it them away.
All right.
Jeff doesn't even know what another answer would be, but he's just throwing out shots anywhere. I like it.
Exactly right.
Round two, here we go. Okay, Rogan Josh, Tikka Masala and Vindaloo.
Hey, Barbara.
Oh.
Jeff was in quicker there.
Indian food.
He wasn't.
Oh, well, there's a lot of arguments knocking about here, but
we're at one apiece here. If I heard it first, it was first.
You call it Crevo a liar? What's going on here? It's anarchy. All right.
Barbara's no comment. She's worried about the wrath of Crevo, and rightly so. I take this all the very buttons. Seriously, which means we're at one apiece, which means you get one of these going.
Oh, okay, I'm nervous.
Feel the suspense in the air. You should be.
Right, here we go. Round three. Rose, Lily, Daffodil.
Jeff, Barbara.
Jeff there.
Flowers.
That's it.
He's got it. Done it.
Paul Stephen Bradbury, come from behind win for Jeff. Oh. Unbelievable. Well done, mate.
The scenes are wild. He was very worried in there, you know, feeling like he wasn't getting points when he deserved them, but it didn't matter in the end. Oh. You are a winner.
That's
now.
Right. Three more
eyes
rising to the top.
Yeah, that's a great
one. Three more eyes rising to the top.
Good gear from you. Barb, as a runner-up, you might feel robbed, but you weren't. Do you want to have another go tomorrow?
Yes, I'd love to.
Yeah, awesome. Brilliant.
Guys, I've witnessed something that is just only can be described as extraordinary the other day.
That's okay.
I will set the scene. I was drove to Ties Hill Cellars, which is sort of my local bottle. I like to get my beer there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh la la.
Well, it's the closest one.
Oh, craft beer, is it, eh?
Always.
Nice for some.
In fact, when I went there, I bought myself a case of the Shout Brewery Mullet Pale Ale, because they're a local
nice
beer
local.
Brand. Yeah. I like to support local. Anyway, I loaded up my case of beer, put it in the van, and drove down just near the Tyshill Cellar. There's a mini bridge that crosses Throsby Creek.
Mm-hmm. It's like one way, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. It's just
through the car park.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
You've got to drive through the car park. It's the old bridge, I guess, and instead of just knocking it down, they went, well, it can be useful for like getting people back on that road. Mm-hmm. So I go on there, and as I'm going across, out of the corner of my eye, I see this like flash of silver splash out of the water.
Really?
And I thought to myself, that's unusual, because that bit of like Throsby Creek is really just a glorified drain.
Well, I don't think I've ever seen any kind of wildlife in that before.
Occasionally you see people's dogs jump in there for a swim and you go, I feel sorry for that person now because that dog is going to stink.
He's going to hop back in the car as well, yeah.
Anyway, I thought, that's just a one-time thing. Then, splash of silver again, I stopped the car at this point. Because there's no one behind me. It's that quiet little bridge. Hardly anyone ever crosses it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. And, of course, because I'm driving, I can't film. Because you can't touch your phone,
that's
right?
That's right.
And I was like, if only I could film this. Because out of the water again, this time, it's more than a splash. It looks like a fat snake.
Oh!
Silver out of the water, thicker than your arm.
Really?
Ew.
This was big, and it came out of the water and then splashed back in again. And at this time, I was like, I'm not hallucinating. This is the real deal. I think we have in there some sort of mysterious creature.
So was there any, like, limbs of arm and leg description or even, like, fin description?
No, none of that. It was like a big, fat snake.
Or an eel? I didn't know we had those in Newcastle.
No, but it was silver. That's the problem. A silvery splash, like, coming out. I don't know what else to describe it as except for, like, an oversized silvery snake splashing out of the water.
Mm.
I believe we have a mysterious creature, like a Loch Ness Monster-style creature living in Throsby Creek just near the bend there.
That is so exciting, isn't it?
I mean, get around this Newcastle. I think we need to get down there and try and spot it, maybe.
Yep.
If anyone maybe regularly walks their dog around there and can give us any information, please send it through at @thenovos_ on Instagram.
The only rule I'm going to say is if you're going to take photos or film said creature, like 240p at max, you've got to keep like the illusion a little bit, you know? It's got to look like it's taken on like a potato or something like that.
Don't make the quality of your pictures too high.
Yes.
Maybe shake your phone when you're taking
rapidly,
said pictures. Especially new phones that have that anti-shake technology.
Oh, yeah.
Shake it even more so that even it fools that. Because we've got to make sure that this, I guess, mystery stays a mystery.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up. You're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
So So after their win in Wellington on the weekend, the Jets are back home, McDonald Jones Stadium, yes, this Saturday night. I think it's like 6 p.m. kickoff. They're playing Perth Glory.
Ooh.
But more important than the actual fixture itself is the fact that it's the annual teddy bear toss, Christmas teddy bear toss.
That's a thing.
What's that?
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have seen this.
Have not.
It's another way to give back this festive season. So again, in conjunction with the Samaritans, they're encouraging people who are attending the game to bring like a teddy bear with them. So for hygiene reasons, preferably like new with a tag on it.
Yeah,
brand new. Yeah.
And at the conclusion of the game or halftime or something, I can't remember exactly, there's an opportunity where the MC gets on the mic and goes, "All right, everyone, chuck your teddy bear on the field," and you get to like throw the teddy bear out onto the ground, and then someone comes and collects them all up
and gives them out as gifts,
and they get given as gifts for Christmas.
Oh, what a fun and great way to give back as well.
The only thing I'll say though is, in previous years, teddy bears have been available to purchase at McDonald Jones on the day.
Yeah, excellent.
This year it will not be available to be purchased on the day. So
BYO
teddy, make sure you do your shopping beforehand.
Okay,
don't get caught out, because like I know a lot of people would have done it in the past. Just bought it on that day.
Mm.
You need to bring it beforehand this year so you can be involved in chucking your teddy bear out onto the field.
This is my favourite thing I've heard all year. I'm
like I said, the game is on Saturday, McDonald Jones Stadium. I think it's 6 p.m. kickoff, playing Perth Glory. But more important than that, make sure you bring your teddies.
Indeed. Just chatting to another mate the other day, and he was telling me, in their household, the kids are going mad for the Cotty's Raspberry Cordial at the moment. Like, summer's here. He's like, we just keep buying it. They're just absolutely pumping through it. He said, and you know what? I've been having a few myself. I said, excuse me, what? You're like a 30-year-old man. What are you doing? And he goes, no, it's like kind of fun and nostalgic. I was like, you can't be an adult drinking cordial. And now, Ari, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, are you being judgmental over someone drinking cordial?
Absolutely.
How rude.
No, I just think once you're over the age of about 12, cordial has to end as a drink.
I'm shocked.
Before 12, you drink 99% of the cordial that you drink in your life. And then after 12, you may have it one more time, and then that's it. That's the correct, like, discourse and path of life.
Look, we tend to butt heads on a lot of things, Cravo.
Yeah.
I actually agree with you on this, though. Cordial is a drink for children. And, Ari, you got a little bit quiet. Your drink bottle you've brought in studio today, it's a bit, like, translucent, so you can't quite see through it. But that does look like maybe a red-coloured liquid in there.
You are very close.
What have you got in your drink bottle today?
Well, technically, okay, it's a purple drink, so it's the Apple Black Currant Cordial, sugar-free.
This is extraordinary.
outrageous.
And, yeah, I mean, I just think that as an adult, you can't be drinking cordial anymore.
I totally disagree. I feel targeted by this conversation. Like, what? Is this an intervention? I'm just like, no.
No, it's not an intervention, but maybe it should be. And this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Is there any other adults in Newcastle who are still on the cordial train?
I can't be the only one.
Look at that. No phones going up. So you can call as well. 4967-4105 and give Ari a hard time if you want as well.
Join in
the intervention.
Ari on an island here. Now, the prize we've got up for grabs today, in the draw for $800 worth of toys, all thanks to Casey's Toys. All you got to do is either defend Ari, which seems very unlikely, or if you want to give her a hard time, you can as well.
Now, to add to the pylon, because I know someone who loves a good pylon is Jess from the newsroom, a reputable journalist.
And you are a journalist too.
I mean, you're into like that CrossFit scene, you're like, you know, like at the gym all the time. Surely you're not partaking in cordial drinking.
I'm not partaking in cordial drinking. I'm particularly not partaking in the put it in a drink bottle and bring it to work.
Come on, Ari.
I was adding some flair to my morning, Miss Jess, okay? Leave me alone.
At least have make it the sugar one since you're up so early.
It's not even 7 o'clock yet, is it? It's outrageous.
You've had half a bottle of cordial. That's a lot of cordial. All right, 4967-4105. Are you team Ari as an adult cordial lover, or are you team the rest of us?
The rest of the world. The rest of Newcastle.
To Elmore Vale first. Helen, what are your thoughts?
Well, my husband's 70 and he still drinks GI Lime Cordial.
Wow. Wow.
70 years of age. Oh, well, Ari, plenty of time. You can still keep drinking, according to Helen's husband. All right, so we're one and team Ari at this point.
I thought you were on an island by yourself. That's actually unbelievable.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go next to Lara. Morning, Liz. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, guys. I'm team Ari.
Yes!
What?
And why is that?
Why is that? There is nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with adults drinking cordial.
Yep.
Sorry, Crevo, but I totally disagree with you.
Oh.
Interesting.
You know, I drink cordial. My 17-year-old son drinks it. I know other family members that drink it.
So you've got heaps of people on Team Ari. You're calling up on behalf of multiple people, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the go-to flavour?
I like the apple strawberry guava put out by
That's
Diet
outrageous.
Rice.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Too many fruits in one cordial, isn't it?
Too many
Three fruits, one cordial. That's right. Outrageous.
It's exciting. Being on the wild side, I like it.
All right. Unbelievably, you've got two votes of support so far.
I know.
Let's go to a final caller.
Okay, we're going to go to Jessica in Belmont North.
I don't think Jessica's there. Maybe we'll go to Ash in Broadmeadow.
Yep.
Ash, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this one?
So not only am I Team Ari,
oh.
I also had it this morning, Diet Right Apple Black Currant.
Oh, my gosh!
Yep.
When you say...
At 6:30 this morning, I had it this morning with my breakfast.
Brilliant.
And I take it to work with me.
Now,
yep, there you go.
Ash... Have you heard of this drink? It's called juice. People normally have that for a fruity drink with their breakfast.
Juice. No.
Oh, neither do I. I don't like juice it. Oh, my
too
goodness.
Heavy. Too
yes.
heavy.
Yeah.
Too heavy in the morning. And if you add a little bit of apple black currant to your water, you get more water in and it's better for you. And my whole work drinks it.
Did you hear that? Her whole work drinks it.
What? Are you, no. You're an independent contractor, are you? You're working by yourself.
No.
Well, look, we can sit here and poke fun all we want, Crevo, but unfortunately the numbers are not in our favour. In
Ari,
fact,
I've got to give you one of these, Ari. You are, in fact, a winner.
You know what? Feel free to drink your apple and blackcurrant sugar-free whenever you want in studio.
Oh,
yeah,
you.
I think you're free to do it. Stephen and I, we've got to keep our mouths shut on this one.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos. New
FM. So, guys, I think I'm going rarer and rarer with my steak choice.
Why?
So last night, right, my wife Emmy cooked these big thick steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Aldi special. They were so good. Like, they were kind of fancy ones, right? And she took them out and then cut, like, did the little test cut. You know where you check it? She goes, oh, that's a bit blue almost.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to try it out. And I actually loved it. I think over time, I've gone from, like, medium rare, like medium rare. Now I'm into blue, and it was the best steak I reckon I've ever had.
Strange.
Yeah, not sure about that, Craig.
You're not into the blue steaks?
No, not when it's still mooing.
Yeah.
Like, you put it on for like a minute each side, have you, then taking it off.
It was a minute. It was like 2 minutes, but they were really thick, and it was well rested, so it was like not cold or anything in the middle. It was still hot in the middle, but it was pretty rare, and I'm right into it. I think I've converted. I think I like blue steaks, guys.
That's strange.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm about this.
Man on an island. That's all right, though. I just need to update you guys on my steak preference because it's changing over time.
You're home alone, Ari.
I am. I'm the epitome of the movie. Yes, that's right.
Well, it is the season. It's Christmas, isn't it?
Perfect, right?
So tell us, what's happening around your place at the moment? What's going on? Set the scene.
A whole lot of quiet is what's happening around my house.
So for context, yep, right, you're staying at your parents at the moment.
I am, yeah.
And where have they gone? What's going on?
Well, like what you said in the ad break, Crevo, boom is going to boom, so they're happy. They've got some money saved up. They've gone on a cruise.
Oh,
good
for
some.
Yeah, down south and coming back up. So, yes, so they left on Sunday, so I have about a week and a bit. just to basically love myself sick. So
well, that's it. While they're getting a holiday, you're actually getting a holiday from them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's early days of this cruise, but are there any observations of, like, I mean, you said the house is real quiet.
It is, yes. And I've noticed that my mum and dad actually talk to themselves a lot, like actually have full conversations with themselves. So, because I haven't lived at home for like 6 years, right? So yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how crazy they have gotten.
Mad cow sitting in.
Well, every time I walk past the lounge room, Dad will be sitting there having a conversation with himself, talking about, I don't know, something about football. I'm like, Dad, are you on the phone? And he goes, Nigel, no. I'm just having a chat. I'm like, who are you talking to? And he goes, oh, just myself? I'm like, oh my God, okay. All right. I think you're getting a bit loopy in your old age.
It's pretty bad when you start answering yourself, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Talking to yourself's one thing, but answering said questions, a whole nother problem.
Mm. Yeah, when you've set up the full question and answer system. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's one thing. What else have you seen around?
Okay, so a good thing my mum's away, but she's very judgmental, especially when it comes to food, because she's a big foodie. She loves to cook. However, since I've come home, I don't eat most of her food. So she gets really offended by it, she's just yelling at me every time we have dinner, and I'm just like, nah, sorry, Mum, not going to eat the food, don't feel like it. So
have they pulled any of the classic, like, no leaving the table till you finish all your dinner type gear?
No, because I just get up and leave. I'm like, I'm not having this.
Okay, you are an adult.
Exactly. So being home on my own, I can eat when I want to. I'm nearly 26 years old, and I feel like I've gone back in time to when I was 9. But, yeah, so the food that I want to eat, I'm all good now.
Happy days. That's good stuff as well.
Mm.
I feel like when you move back and you go see your folks, like, I'm going back for nearly a month over Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm. I am going to revert back to, like, 13-year-old Stephen.
Really?
I'm going to be such a terror. Of course I am. Because I feel like it's almost habits. Like, old habits die hard.
Yeah, once you're back in the setting.
Once you're back in that same setting and then with those same dynamics at play, I feel like I will go back to, I don't want to set the table, Mum, and all that kind of, even though I've been doing it for myself for however long.
Yeah, that's it.
So I guess, how much longer have you got of just Ari solo at home?
Till next Friday.
Oh, well, live it up till then.
And your poor folks have come back to absolutely zero cordial in the fridge.
That's
You're going to be drinking it all, I think. Now, though, I want to bring in Jess from the newsroom because it's Stephen versus Newcastle basketball fight 3 or something like that.
Round 3.
Oh, honestly, this keeps going on. Basically, I saw an article that came out on Saturday, and cheeky that gets dropped on a Saturday as well when, you know, like a lot of the newsroom rooms aren't so active, you know, and you know, people aren't paying attention as much. But basically the crux of this article is that the $25 million that was promised to build this new home of basketball in Newcastle in 2019, they've now worked out with their new plans they've drawn up, will only build them half a stadium. They've fallen short a full half stadium, they reckon.
Which half are they building? So are they going roof or are they going floor up?
I'm not sure yet. I guess we need to figure out what they're going to do amongst this. It's just nuts to me. And, like, Jess might be able to shed a bit more light as well, but my understanding is that $25 million, they're hoping can build them this, like, initial 6 courts, the first phase of their 10-court stadium plan.
Mm.
But they still need to build another 4 courts, which they have run out of money for, essentially.
Yeah. So basically what they wanted to do is they wanted to have a 12-court basketball stadium, and it would have the capacity to, like, put a couple of courts together, make bigger seating arrangements for those bigger games and things like that. But as you said, after they've done some of the planning work, they've discovered that the money will only be enough for an initial 6 courts and not the 12.
This is ridiculous. I mean, how do they go, oh, we've done, you know, I'm assuming they did the plan first, and then you go to the builder and you go, how much will this cost to build?
Mm-hmm.
They go, $25 million. Sweet. Get the money. How do they then go, oh, actually, it's double?
I mean, in their defense, I mean, the cost of living from 2019 to 2023, maybe they didn't account for inflation during that time because everything's so much more expensive now.
Yeah, materials have gone up, labor's gone up.
Everything's gone up,
but still, I feel like it's a combination of bad planning and going double is outrageous. I don't think it should cost double in that time.
I've seen as well, they're going to try and like launch this bid for an additional $15 million, but that still, they've admitted, won't be enough to get it done. So, like, bid for as much as you need to get the court finished. What's the point of getting a little bit more money and then you still can't complete the project?
Well, yeah, there seem to have been some promises fall through. Like, Labor promised another $5 million before they were elected, and now they've been elected and they haven't
gone missing
with
it. Must be lost in the mail, I think.
Yeah. Checks in the mail. This also stinks a little bit of the whole, you know, when companies bid for things and then they go with the cheapest bidder. And then they start building. They go, oh, actually, it will cost more. Well, sounds like you didn't do your budget right. And the ones that, you know, had the higher bids to start with actually did it correctly. And now you want that much more money anyway. The whole thing is very, very, it's on the nose.
It's funny as well because there's already been some cost-cutting measures in this. Like Jess mentioned, I think they're going to combine, like, three courts to make the show court, which in my understanding from seeing, like, previous stadiums is they'll have the middle court is the playing court, but then two courts either side, they'll be able to wheel in grandstands. So it won't be like a built-in grandstand, but rather they'll be able to wheel in two, like, I guess, bleachers worth of seats to create that, like, atmosphere, which is fine. I've watched games in stadiums like that. You wouldn't know any different.
Right.
But, like...
Doesn't seem as permanent, though, does it?
No, of course not.
Oh, we're having a big game day, you know, quick, get all the volunteers pushing the...
You know what, I don't mind it. If there's more courts for people to use, like in grassroots, I don't mind it. But you're right, like, they've cut little cost-cutting corners here and there. I don't know. It's outrageous, isn't it? When is it going to get done?
That's the big question. Because everyone now is still on the old leaky roof place. Yeah. You can't play in the rain. It's not even all
it's
weather.
It's an indoor sport. You shouldn't be dictated by a bit of rain, should you?
Outrageous. Indeed.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And this year has been a tough one for a lot of people. Cost of living way, way up. And Christmas can be a little bit stressful. You've got so many things to buy, plus there's gift situation, that kind of thing.
Just added financial pressure, isn't it?
Indeed. So what we're trying to do to alleviate that for some people around Newcastle is set up the Giving Tree, New FM's Giving Tree once again. It's in conjunction with Samaritans. It's at Westfield Katara, just near Angus and Coote, level 2 there. All you got to do is put something unwrapped under that giving tree, something that you bought from in and around the shops or whatever, and we'll sort out the rest. So it's a way to give back this Christmas to people that really need it, and it's super, super simple. You don't have to worry about all of the other details. That's all sorted out.
And hopefully that'll mean that, you know, like come Christmas morning, everyone's got something to unwrap.
Yeah,
because that is the magic of Christmas, isn't it? Like being able to unwrap, rip off that wrapping paper and, you know, have a new toy to play with. That's the magic.
Here's a couple of gift ideas for your teenagers. You could go like beach towels, bit of sporting gear, clothes, sunglasses, that kind of thing.
Perfect.
Or if you're running out of ideas, quickly grab one of those gift cards at the cash register.
If you are struggling for ideas as well, there is a full list of gift ideas on the New FM website.
Jump on there.
newfm.com.au. Scroll down a little bit now because, you know, last week it got put up.
Yeah.
You'll find it in there, all the bits and bobs.
Click on the giving tree thing and then you're in business.
You'll find it. You know how to use your today. You're working it.
What we've got here is the situation with the price of Santa photos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I certainly do. I was talking to our big boss, our program director, and he was talking about how him and his family head off to get Santa photos every year. It's a tradition that lots of people around Newcastle and the Hunter partake in.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you get your photo every year, you print it out, you stick it in your photo album. For a lot of people, never to be looked at again.
Well, stick it in a drawer later on.
Some people love it, though. It's a way of watching their kids grow up. Right?
I guess it is, isn't it? It's a bit of like a time lapse through their life. You know, you see that you are at 8, 9, 10, look how big you got, etc.
39, 40, all that sort of stuff.
Well, I don't know if it continues quite through that late into life. Right. But for a lot of people, they do enjoy partaking in this tradition, this Christmas tradition. It almost like signifies the start of the festive season for them.
Yeah.
So he was saying his family, no different. They go to this guy called the Min My Santa, and they go there as a family, get a couple, you know, pickies taken of them with Santa. I think he was saying get 4 or 5 digital photos with the big man himself. Saint
How
Pierre.
Good. Wow.
But cost you over $100, he was saying. That's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, $25 a photo. You
that's
know.
Crazy. Digital photo, Crevo.
Yeah,
$25 is extortion.
Cost of living's going up for everyone, including photographers. They're people too, Stephen.
Mm. I mean, it just puts too much of a dent in the wallet, though, to even justify forking out that much money.
$100, though. Like, you got to remember as well, like professional camera gear is very expensive for a start. They got thousands of dollars worth of investment. One of those little ring light things, they got to have one of those to make sure the lighting's good, and it's got to be one of the ones that's on remote, so when you press it, it's all flashes at the same time. You've got the cameras there, big heavy things. They don't come cheap. It's not a cheap setup.
Yeah, and not to mention all the props and the costumes.
Correct.
Getting Santa there himself.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of costs involved, Stephen. This all has to be repaid as part of the business.
I just think, I feel a bit ripped off when, and don't get me wrong, people who have studied photography, that is skilled labour. And, they are artists and they're good at what they do.
Artists,
but
exactly.
But they're like, what they've studied, they're overqualified to be taking photos of people in a mall next to Santa. Like, their camera gear and stuff, it is fancy and it's great, but it's best utilised for, David Attenborough's Planet Earth 65, whatever up to, nature photos, slow-mo pics, stuff like that. Like, I reckon the quality you get sometimes, I'm not being remiss when I say this, I reckon you can get just as good on your phone these days.
Mum
and dad
remiss.
Standing to the side, taking a photo on their iPhone, I reckon you get just as good quality these days.
Outrageous.
The good cameras should be used for that kind of nature photography, or the wonders of the world. Underutilized in a mall in Westfield, Katara.
You're downplaying this. I think these photographers are the best at what they do, and they deserve to be paid for that.
Not $100-something for 5 photos.
Also, Santa photos, they only get to do that once a year. See, you've ever heard the saying, you got to make hay when the sun shines?
Yeah, they do it. They go to schools during the year. They're taking school photos. Don't worry about them. They've got that kind of circuit running around throughout the year. Those photographers have got it worked out. This is what I think we should do, though. 4967-4105. Give us a call on that magic number. Is over $100 for some Santa photos too expensive? And also, where are you getting them done for, cheaper price?
Yeah.
How about our big boss? Because there's no way he should be paying that much, I don't think.
Nah, I don't know. I reckon $100 is fine. I'm on the other side of the fence here. It only happens once a year. $25 a photo. If you break that up over 12 months, that's only $2 a month per photo. That's not that
much. It's not a subscription service. It's a couple of digital photos.
And you're paying up front. Come on, Crevo.
Anyway, this is the debate, I guess.
Let's first head to Thornton. Good morning, Stacey. What are your thoughts on this?
Good morning.
Yeah, what are you thinking about these Santa photos?
No way I'd pay that much. I actually take my kids to Maitland to the levee for free Santa photos.
There you go. Bit of a hack.
Wow.
Free is a lot cheaper. There we go. It's heaps cheaper. I don't know how that photographer's making a living.
Yeah, interesting.
Maybe council's helping to pay that photographer or something like that.
Could be the case.
That would be nice. Okay, heading over to Gorican with Ellie. What are your thoughts on this, Ellie?
I think $100 is quite ridiculous. I have wanted to go and get one of those ones myself, but I have actually got the free ones at the levee, but I normally just go to my Westfields and get them for $40.
Oh, that's not too bad, 40's, actually.
40's more reasonable, definitely.
It's way more reasonable, and I get a lot of photos for that, and I'm able to give them to everyone and beyond in my family, so that's great.
That is good. Now, if you suddenly, won the lotto or, got a big pay rise or something, would you go to the Min My Santa if you want a real good wicket?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Just wants to experience it, right?
I should mention as well, I think this Midmy Santa is more than just photos.
I think
you get to make some decorations with Santa as well. It's a bit of like an immersive experience for the kids.
More to it, indeed. All right, I think it's pretty special. Let's go to Charlestown next. Tracy, what are your thoughts on this?
$100 way too much, especially with the way things are, you know,
People are struggling, aren't they?
Yeah, so we're at Pung Public School tomorrow afternoon. We've got a Christmas arvo. Have a photo with Santa for free, and they'll email you the photo.
Lovely.
There you go.
Bit of modern technology in there as well, eh, Trace, with the email? Yeah, Tracy loves it. Simple as that.
Well, there you go. A couple of hacks as well. Like if you do really want to spend up, there's some great options there.
Yeah.
But also, just if, you know, times are tough and the wallet's, you know, feeling a bit tight at the moment, you don't have to miss out. There's still plenty of free hacks knocking about Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, let's go!
Spoil the kids this Christmas with Casey's Toys, Maitland, Charlestown and Tuggerah, or online at caseystoys.com.au.
Win $800 to spend in store with New FM's 105 Days of Summer.
Are you on Santa's nice list, I wonder?
Are you on Santa's nice list, Stephen?
I love how Santa's up with the times.
I know.
He's like, let's go. He's hip and happening. He's across it, don't you worry.
Of course he is. Now, this is your big chance. We're just opening it up. 4967-4105. We're just going to put a bunch of people on here at willy-nilly.
Are we? Is that what we're doing?
That's absolutely right.
Have you had this approved, Creeper?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You know, I press the buttons here.
You're the boss.
I've just decided we're going to do it. How good's this?
Okay.
As many people as we can in a short period of time, rapid fire on Santa's nice list to win $800, all thanks to Casey's Toys.
Yeah, of course. They're offering the biggest selection of toys, games and hobbies this Christmas. $800 gets you pretty far as well, doesn't it? If the bosses are listening, Ari and I, we have nothing to do with this. Grimo's gone rogue. He's just decided he's chucking people on this list willy-nilly. Saint Nick himself.
Yeah, that's it.
I've got old dearie me.
I'm pressing the button, so I thought, why not? Let's start by putting Alyssa and Edgeworth in the draw. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
$800 worth of toys go a long way, yeah?
Yes, definitely.
All right, there we go. One in the draw.
All right, who's next? Who we got?
Okay, I think we're going to head over to Mulberry now with Amy. Congratulations, yes. You're in the draw. Good morning, Amy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I thought you might have been said I've been bad. So.
No.
My indication and research says that you've been nice, which is good.
Congratulations on the nice list. Another Novocastrian on the nice list is from Windale. Larissa, congratulations. You are in the draw.
Thank you so much.
No stress at all. What do you got your eye on? Something good?
What are you thinking you want?
Give my kids the best Christmas ever. We've had a horrible month or two, so it's going to be good for them.
Well, fingers crossed. I've got everything crossed for you. Fingers crossed you can win this, Larissa.
Legs and everything. All right. Sticking in Windale, Kimberly, you're also on the nice list. Congratulations.
Oh, yay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have you got your eye on any toys that you might want to pick up if you win this?
Oh, well, my toddler loves dinosaurs and my stepkids love the Ninja Warrior, like, outdoor things.
Plenty of special things to buy there indeed. Stephen, he hears dinosaurs.
Let me know if you've got any spare dinosaur toys knocking about. I'll be over to have a go. It's outrageous. I love as well how Kimberly was like, oh no, three people in front of me. Maybe I'm not going to get a go here.
Yeah, that's
right. A surprise at the end.
The Novos. What's the goss? New
FM. So the country of Australia has received, I suppose, a raving review from one of the world's biggest rock stars.
Ooh.
Free publicity for the whole country.
Right? I know, pretty good. Dave Grohl, of course, the front man for Foo Fighters.
What a man he is.
Has come out and has given us, like I said, a raving review. They've been on tour in Australia at the moment. They played in Sydney over the weekend.
Sure.
I know Joel from your 100% Live and Local Drive Home, he went and saw them
in
Sydney.
Did he now?
Yeah,
wow.
Such a lucky duck. is, isn't he?
Yeah.
But basically, they launched their Sydney show by saying, he went into a bit of a monologue saying, welcome to the Foo Fighters rock and roll concert, and that's what we're going to do here to do. We're going to rock. And then he's gone on to say, everybody knows this. I'm not just saying it because we're here. Australia is one of our favourite places in the entire world. It's like a home away from home. We've been coming here for 28 years. And I will say this, Australia, more than anywhere else in the rest of the world, has a new generation of rock people that are coming out to shows. I'm glad you're here.
That's incredible.
That's a pretty good review slash endorsement of the vibe that we give, you know.
Do you think he says that to all the other countries, though?
Well, he doesn't have to give such a raving review. Like, he might just say, oh, it's so good to be here, and that's it.
I do think he likes it, because they have spent a lot of time here. You've seen on past tours, they always, like, tack a bit on the end and stay in, like, some fancy place at Byron Bay or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, they'll stay, like, 3 days, come 3 days early and catch all the beaches and stuff like that. I mean, Dave Grohl was famously arrested, like, I don't know, in the early 2000s. Do you guys remember?
No.
He was, like, drink driving on an e-scooter. He hired one of those, like, Lime Bike e-scooters.
That's funny.
To get home from a concert.
Yeah.
And he got pulled over. He got done for drink driving. A few too many malt whiskeys, I think, is what he said at the time.
Wow.
So funny as well. Like, so rock and roll. I'm sure he's done so many more, like...
Wild things.
Yeah, wild things in his time. You get done on a little moped, you know, going probably 30 down the footpath or something
rebel.
Like that.
He probably wouldn't have even thought this was illegal, you know? He probably just thought, oh, I won't drive.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do the right thing. I'll jump on a scooter.
Yeah. Anyway.
He spent a lot of time here. Also, you mentioned, like, they tack on a few extra bits and bobs, extracurricular activity while they're on tour.
Yeah.
Dave Grohl also was spotted in Melbourne during the tour at, like, a soup kitchen type joint. Handing out meals to people in need. It's just, I don't know.
He's a good guy all around. In fact, I think he does, when he's at home in the States, he does, like, barbecue. And he just, like, feeds the homeless and stuff like that.
Out of his own
wallet, just for
basically.
Fun. Yeah.
Wow.
Is he the most likable rock star in the world?
He might be.
He's up there.
I think he's got to be close, isn't he?
Yeah. I hadn't thought about it, but he'd definitely be on the top list.
From, I guess, a very likable celebrity to someone who's a bit more polarising. Mm. And we're allowed to say this now because Prince Harry has been ordered to pay nearly $100,000 after losing the latest stage of his High Court libel battle.
Really?
Yeah. So he's in the middle of this kind of, like, defamation case at the moment.
Yep.
Basically, they wrote an opinion on him about this, like, fight he was having for royal protection, etc.
That's right.
Yeah, and so the Associated newspaper argued that the article expressed an honest opinion, which the court has agreed with. So honest opinion is a defence.
Yep.
And so he's been ordered to pay, nearly $100,000, which is nothing really to him.
Of course not.
He's good for it, surely.
What it is, though, is it's good news for us as well, because I love nothing more than dragging the royal's name through the mud, you know. Like, I love nothing more than saying, Harry, you're a big idiot, and now you can say that because honest opinion, that's my defense, isn't it?
Well, you just say that at the start, and this is my honest opinion.
Wow.
What has he done? Why has he, you know, run off to America like the idiot that he is? Anyway, just my honest opinion.
Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me with all these holding up all these flags for attention.
You're too harsh on the poor royals, especially Harry. He's all right.
Do you reckon?
Just leave him alone.
God, that book Spare is a cry for help.
I haven't read it.
The title is in itself a cry for help, but I hate to hear what you say about William.
Well, that's for
save
future.
That for another time.
Future content, isn't it? But like I said, he's been done in. He's going to have to pay, so he's gone, oh, you said some nasty things about me. That's no good. And the court's gone, that's life, unfortunately, mate. Deal with it.
Exactly. That's the essence of it. They probably did it in fancier language, though.
Yeah, I think so.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And we're a bit late to the party, but a big congratulations to friend of the show, Liv Higgins, who has re-signed with the Knights. So, very exciting news.
Indeed.
Her, as well as a plethora of other players, have, you know, re-signed and recommitted. So
indeed.
Hopefully we can run it back. We are back-to-back champions.
Please. Absolutely. No one better.
Fingers crossed we can get the three-peat. And good news for Liv as well. She signed a 3-year extension. So it sees her with the Knights through to the end of the 2026 campaign.
It's good job security. Good on her.
Absolutely.
That's what we all need.
Fingers crossed that means I'll be able to get Nerea. We'll be able to get her back on the show this year.
That would be good.
Oh, next year, sorry. Yeah. She's so good this year.
Phenomenal indeed. Last Friday night had the Crevo Shop Christmas party. We're just a little team. There's just a few people and their partners. We went to the Roy's at 45 in Mayfield.
Have you been there, Ari?
I actually haven't. I feel quite left out here.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Like, is it?
Take Mitch one time.
Yeah.
It's like they do like tapas there.
Yep.
And it's like for like $50 a head, you go on this tasting journey, basically. You get like everything on the menu they've got. You get a little plate of it.
Oh, yeah, tasting plates and stuff. Yeah.
It is honestly phenomenal treat. It's on, it's in Mayfield, isn't it?
Yeah, opposite the KFC, basically.
Near where the new Oporto is, right?
Yeah, correct. I know exactly where that is. Yeah, cool.
So, you can do the tasting journey. They've got a lot of cocktails as well, and they're always changing the menu, so it's like always a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, you can't even see the menu online, which is fun because it's changing that often.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Serious.
Yeah, indeed. And okay. Roy's a bit of a local legend. He's cooked his way through so many different places around. Everyone around knows him. Anyway, so we thought that would be a great little, venue. And I did have a warning from my wife, Emmy. She said, don't go too hard because tomorrow morning we've got to get up early to get the real Christmas tree. We want to get it from the Kiwani's Christmas tree sale.
Okay.
Whereabouts is that?
Well, it's they put it up like there are different locations around, but the one we were targeting is like near the Fernley track there.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And basically, you buy a real Christmas tree and it's raising money for children's charity.
Perfect. Oh, that's great.
So it is a good thing, but apparently they sell out a bit quick, so make sure, like, don't go too hard tonight.
Oh, you work hard all year though, you know? Like, surely you're allowed to enjoy your Christmas party.
Unfortunately, however you see it, when we first arrived, they had a mix-up with their tables, and Roy personally was like, first round of cocktails is on me.
You're joking.
So already things were off to a flyer, and then like they had all these delicious craft beers that I was getting into, and the food kept coming. We're having a great time.
Yeah,
and suddenly I had too many lemonades.
Oh, no.
So stumbling home, you know, and then the alarm goes at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Would have been like, it would have been rattling the house, wouldn't it?
And it was going so hard. I was like, do we really need to get up this early? Like, surely, how many Christmas trees is enough, right? She's like, no, we've got to go now. Quick, get up. And I'm like trying to make a coffee. I dropped the coffee machine, like a tamper thing on the ground, banging around, clanging around.
Oh.
Head is pounding. Anyway, we make it there. We get there about just before 7. So we're 10 minutes after it opens and the line is massive.
Really?
I looked into the truck of trees, right, and I was like, there's only about a quarter left at this point. We're in real trouble. We might not even get one. I've gotten up this early, might miss
nothing.
Out.
Yeah.
So I said, quick, Emmy, you get out the car. Like, I stopped in the middle of the road, jump in line. She runs over, sprints over, like, you know, pushing kids out of the way and everything to get in line. I found a park and I run over and we only just scraped in by the skin of our teeth. Massive line. People just must love getting these trees from these guys, right?
Well, I guess it is the double bonus, isn't it? Like, you get a real Christmas tree and the smell of that through your house. And
yeah.
I know it's messy. I don't love it, but to go to a good cause as well.
That's the thing, and that's why it was a must-get. I was like, can't we get one from Harris Farm, like 10 o'clock at a reasonable hour?
Yeah. She's
like, we've got to get this one. Anyway, we just scraped it through, but there I'm carrying this thing in the heat of the hot morning and head pounding out of my head. Luckily made it home. Absolute nightmare.
Well, on Saturday at like 7 in the morning, it probably was still 25 degrees.
That's what I mean.
Like
it was so hot, and to be that hungover that early and carrying something heavy, less than ideal. Lesson learned. Next time, put the Christmas party on the non-Christmas tree buying weekend.
You're getting old, Crevo. Yeah. We're almost done for the day, but I hope you guys have got your Chrissy shopping sorted, because tomorrow we're doing our little Secret Santa amongst the team.
Stressed. I'm feeling stressed.
You don't have to feel stressed. It'll be light and bright. Lots of fun, of course.
Are we wrapping? Are we doing gift bags? What's the situation?
Yeah.
Either, okay. I think.
Yeah. All right, I'll wrap. Yeah.
As long as it's not just like in its original packaging on the desk. I think we can deal with that.
Okay, very good. Now, I guess giving continues, doesn't it? Because, oh my God, it's prizes galore at the moment. We're all in the Christmas spirit here at New FM, aren't we?
Yep.
What have we got on tomorrow, Stephen?
Well, it's Hump Day, Wednesday, so we got free meat vouchers, thanks to our friends at Singo's to give away. I think we're going to play Would I Lie to You? Very excited for that.
Indeed, indeed.
Also, speaking on the Tasty Trail, we've also got some Christmas hampers to give away.
Come on.
So two bottles of wine, some pudding. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. And of course, don't forget, all throughout today and right up through your drive home as well, you can get in the draw for the $800 worth of toys, all thanks to Casey's Toys. With you just got to be listening out for the big man himself on the radio.
How good will that be?
Indeed. We'll catch you tomorrow, though. See you then.
Have a great day.
Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to The Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.